Quick question here now for you, Chris. It says, "Hi, I'm from Singapore. This is Katam. He loves the show, but he has a question. Why does his voice sound different on a tape recorder or on a microphone compared to when he's normally hearing it?"
That's a very good question. And there's nothing worse than someone playing your own voice back to you when you've never heard yourself recorded before, is there?
Actually, you know what? I really hate it. I don't normally listen to the show after we've recorded it for that
you don't?
Same reason. I really don't like my voice, to be perfectly honest.
Well, the reason is that what we think we sound like isn't what we really sound like. And the reason for that is that in your ears, you have this thing called a cochlea, which is a special neurological structure that converts the vibrations of sounds in the air into electrical signals that the brain can understand. And it gets stimulated by pressure waves, the sound coming out of the air from noises around you. And at the same time, it can also get conduction of vibrations through bone of your skull. Now, obviously, when you are listening to sounds in the environment, the chief source of those sounds is coming through the air. Very little of it's coming through your bone. But when you're speaking, your whole head resonates, it vibrates, and this means that your cochlea gets stimulated by your skull vibrating, as well as the sound coming out of your mouth and going round into the air and then into your ears. So the body does two things. One, it gets a different version of those vibrations because your skull is vibrating, but also it's got its own kind of protective device to cut down the amount of sound which is going into the cochlea. So it reduces the sensitivity a little bit when you're speaking to yourself.
Oh, okay.
of your own ear. So you get a slightly different rendition of what your voice sounds like. So that's why when you hear yourself recorded back, you sound totally different, because all you're hearing back from the tape recorder is sound coming through the air minus
just
this skull vibration, the bone conduction
through your ear without actually coming through the bone. Wow, fantastic.
So there's your answer. Thanks, Katam, for that. And I've got one for you here, Phil.